Today we'd like to see Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 1 to 16 under the title of weeping prophet. Weeping prophet means the prophet who is weeping, or the prophet who is tearing down. To align with multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, why is Jeremiah called as the weeping prophet? Question 2. In verse 12, who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness, so that no one can pass through? What is this land, and what is that wisdom? Last question, 3, in verse 16, I will scatter them also among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them. What are the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known? First of all, we want to see brief background. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 to 10, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Lord gave God's word to Jeremiah, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all over Judah. Judah is a southern nation. At that time, southern nation alone existed. Northern Israel was already defeated by Assyria. Who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord? Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Basically, God said, amend, change your ways and your doings. Then God will allow the Judah people continue to reside in this promised land, in this land. So what's wrong? Do not trust in these lying words saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. That's a false prophet, false teacher said, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. So we would have no problem, although we are doing wrongdoing. So like that, verse 5, for if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, thoughtfully, if you fully change your ways and your doings, if you thoughtfully execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, so thoughtfully changes man's his neighbor. Verse 6, if you do not oppress, and how they change it fully, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, which means they did wrong to oppress the strangers, the fatherless, or orphans, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. So they shed, victimize innocent people, or work after other gods to your hurt. So they worshiped idol gods. Then I will call you to dwell in this place. So you change this doing, these ways, then I will continue you to reside in this land, in Israel land, promised land, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Verse 8, behold, or look, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. So don't trust lying words that it cannot profit you. Verse 9, will you still murder, commit adultery? That's wrongdoing. Still murder, commit adultery. Adultery not only physical but also spiritual too. Swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, idol of knowledge, Baal worship, and work after other gods whom you do not know. That time Arigat is Mola, the god of refrain, and Ashitore, goddess of fertility, and Mammon, the measuring money, death god too. So that is typical either gods in that time. Verse 10, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. So this abomination is God, hatred thing, the hatred thing by God. So God really seeks true worshipers in John chapter 4, verse 23-24. But the hour is coming, the New Testament time, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. So God is looking for true worshipers. So first, worship to whom? To not either God, worship God the Father. How? In spirit. Spirit is the Holy Spirit. And in truth. In truth, the word from God, the word of God. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. So God is seeking to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. That's the background. So now Jeremiah is standing at the gates of the temples. He delivered God's word, change your ways, your doings. That's basically. So continually, chapter 9. Also, while Jeremiah was prophesying, that time is being processed into 70 years captivities by Babylonians. So Babylon first invaded into Judah 606 BC. That time is partially Babylon took the Judah people as slaves to be carried away in Babylon. That time Daniel, one of the captives, people. Then second captive, 597 before Christ. Babylon again attacked Judah. They took over the Judah people into Babylon. That time is Ezekiel was included. Ezekiel the prophet prophesied to Judah people who were being carried away into Babylon on the way. Last time, completely, the Babylonians conquered Judah 586. That time, Judah fell completely. 586, Babylon carried away all residents of Judah into Babylon, also killed opposing Judah people. Now, verse 1. Oh, that my head were waters. So here, Jeremiah had God's word, God's sweat. Why? And my eyes are fountain of tears. So Jeremiah was weeping so hard that I might weep day and night. Why? Because the slain of the daughter of my people. So Israel people, Judah people, are going to be slain by Babylonians. That's why the Jeremiah was weeping so much. That's why Jeremiah called as the weeping prophet. Verse 2, oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travels, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they are all adulterers. Jeremiah want to secluded place, living from Judah people who committed sin. Here, adulterers. Adulterers are not only physical, but also spiritual. So, adulterers basically, they make a sexual relationship with valid, not only valid spouse, with the others. That is adultery. So there is a likewise spiritual sense. So they worshiped God the Father as well as other pagan gods. An assembly of treacherous men, unfaithful or disobedient men, and like their bow. Bow is a type of tongue. So the describing that way, bow is when you speak out bad word. You know, tongue is like bow shape. So like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies, to spit out lies. They are not valiant, not brave for the truth on the earth. So not brave to speak out God's truth on the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, because they proceed from evil to evil, because they love darkness. That's why they can't see light. And they do not know me, says the Lord. They do not know God, meaning they do not have an experience with God, says the Lord. First of all, everyone take heed to his neighbor. So pay attention to his neighbor, because neighbor is a liar. And do not trust any brother, even brother, because for every brother will utterly supplant. Supplant meaning take advantage over the weak people, over the poor people, over the widow people, or fatherless people. So that is supplant. And every neighbor will walk with slanderers. Slanderers is a bad speakers, or oral defamatory statements called a slander. The slander is itself not the devil, but slander is the prey for devils or food for devils. Devil love to use a bad word to destroy a child of God. Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth, not speak falsity. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. So they taught how to steal money, how to evade tax kind of thing, dishonesty practice kind of thing. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. So they are tired over themselves. Why? To commit iniquity. So they commit a lot of sin. That's why they are tired. Verse 6, your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Deceit meaning intentional lie, not mistaken lie, or white lie. White lie is for good purpose lie was made. But God doesn't want white lie either. But a lot of kinds of lies. Through deceit, they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them. Which meaning God will refine them or punish them in order to correct them or mold them and try them or test them to correct them, amend them. For how shall I deal with the daughter of my people? The daughter of my people meaning the Israelites or the people of Judah. Their tongue is an arrow shot out, like here, an arrow. Arrow is to shoot the arrow, like a shoot, deceit word and coming up. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth. So outside is peaceably, but in his heart, he lies in wait. So he's waiting on time to speak out lie. So outside peaceably, but inside is a lie. Why? To get the filthy profit. Verse 9, shall I not punish them for this thing? So shall I not visit them for this thing? So God is punish them because God is righteous. God is love, but God is righteous too. Said the Lord, shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? God loves the sinner who are repenting. God doesn't love the sinner who are not repenting. I will take up a weeping and wailing for the mountains. God is weeping here. Wailing for the mountains. So God is looking for mountains. God is weeping, wailing. And for the dwelling places of the wilderness, lamentation. Lamentation kind of feeling Jesus Christ also. Jesus was reputed by Jerusalem people. So Jesus said, Luke chapter 13, verse 34, 35, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophet and stones those who are sent to her. So Jerusalem citizens killed the prophet sent by God. Also messengers sent by God also were stoned by Jerusalem citizen or Israelite. How often I wanted to gather your children together. So God wanted to gather children together. How? As a hen, female chicken, gathers her brood, her bosom under her wings. But you are not willing. So you are not willing. So you are not willing to repent and come back to the Lord. So see, your house is left to you desolate. So God is because of that, so your house will be desolate. Then is after Jesus saying 70 AD, Roman Emperor Titus destroyed Jerusalem completely. Then is Israel too. So since then, Israelites were not allowed to reside in the promised land until 1948. That happened. So here God said a lamentation because they are burned up. So burned up, they are burned up by whom? By Babylon. So then no one can pass through because no residents are there, nor can man hear the voice of the cattle because all cattle were gone, disappeared, were cut off by Babylon. Both the birds of the heaven and the beast have fled. They are gone. Verse 11, I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins. So complete Jerusalem city destroyed. So coming out a heap of ruins, a den of jackals. Jackals are like a wild cat, house, den, cave of wild cat. I will make the cities of Judah desolated. The Judah's a lot of cities, to be desolate too, without an inhabitant. Why? So most of them were carried away as slaves into Babylon. So the disobedient people were killed, were slain. Verse 12, who is the wise man who may understand this? Here in the question, what is this? What is wisdom? So here, this is the verse 11. Understand this meaning, understand Jerusalem to be a heap of ruins, a den of jackals. So all cities of Judah to be desolate without an inhabitant. That's this, verse 11. So what is wisdom? Continuing, who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken? So God says somebody, God wants somebody speaking, God's word, the word from God, that he may declare, why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness so that no one can pass through? Very few people, true prophet like Jeremiah, very few, but most of them are false prophet, false teachers. Verse 13, the wisdom here, the Lord said, because what is wisdom? Because they have forsaken my law. So wisdom, number one, keep God's law, which I said before them, and have not obeyed my voice. Number two, obey God's voice. Number three, nor work according to it. Number three, walk according to God's law. That is wisdom. because they forsook God's law. They did not obey God's voice. They did not keep or work it according to God's law. That's why the Jerusalem and to be a heap of ruin, a den of jackals, all cities of Judah to be desolate without an inhabitant. Then verse 14, but they have worked according to the dictates of their own heart. So which means they have worked after their own imagination, their way. God clearly said homosexuality is a sin. But somebody, you know, declared, I am, you know, homosexual. God loves homosexual. That kind of thing based upon, you know, dictates over, you know, his own heart, not, you know, coming from the word of God. This is the issue, is the sincerity over the Bible, the word of God. Not, you know, issue over equal protection, you know, at all. This is the issue, sincerity on the Bible inspired by God. And after the Baal, here idol worshippers, which their fathers taught them. So they learned from their fathers Baal worship. Therefore, there says the Lord of hosts. Host is a host of house, you know, all, you know, head over, you know, certain house, you know, kind of thing, host. That is above all hosts, the Lord. Lord above all hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, look, I will feed them, these people, with wormwood. Wormwood is wood eaten by worm. So obviously that wood, you know, bitter, and you know, become bitter. And give them water of gall. Gall is the animal, you know, organism, you know, gall. Gall is a bitter juice, you know, coming out to digest, you know, food. You know, and human also had gall too. So here, God, you know, gave, you know, bitterness to them, not sweetness. Verse 16, I will scatter them. I will scatter Judah people also among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. So Judah people at that time, they didn't know, which meaning they didn't experience like this. Also, their fathers have known either. Their fathers actually exodus from Egypt, Egyptian. They knew Egyptian, but Babylonians, you know, first time, the Gentiles. So here, Gentiles and Babylonians are invading to carry away the resident of Judah. And I will send a sword meaning to destroy, to slay, you know, people after them until I have consumed them. So completely destroyed by Babylon, to Jerusalem and the cities of Judah. Let's see each question. Why is Jeremiah called as the weeping prophet? That is chapter 9, verse 1 answer. Because Jeremiah, because the slain of the daughter of Judah people to be, that Jeremiah is weeping day and night. So his eyes, you know, fountain of tears. His head, you know, got the worries. That's why we call the prophet who was weeping is Jeremiah. Question 2 in verse 12. Who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness so that no one can pass through? What is this and what is that wisdom? This is verse 11. This is Jerusalem to be a heap of ruins and a den of jackals. Also the cities of Judah to be desolate without an inhabitant. What is that wisdom? Wisdom is have God's law, verse 13, obey God's voice, work according to God's law. That's a wisdom. Question 3, in verse 16, I will scatter them also among the Gentiles, plural, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them. What are the Gentiles whom neither they nor their fathers have known? The Gentiles are Babylonians. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We'll conclude today's Bible study.